Hey everyone, Aaron here. I wanted to reach out to our listeners to apologize for some inconsistency in our schedule over the past couple of weeks. We've been having a combination of issues with both scheduling and technical issues that have made us be a little less consistent than I would have hoped for our broadcast. We're working very hard to get caught up and get back on schedule. We will not have a new episode coming out next week. However, after that, we should be back on track. Thanks so much for your patience and for being with us, and we will go ahead and get started. Episode 29, Entropy of Tomorrow.
Greetings and welcome to Heroes of Tomorrow, a part of the Untold Stories Project. I am your host and game master, Aaron. Heroes of Tomorrow is an actual play of Mutants and Masterminds, the world's greatest superhero RPG, from Green Ronin Publishing, and is set within the connected version of Earth Prime that can be seen in other offerings from the Untold Stories Project on our streaming channel, including Nether War, City of Destiny, Guardians of Haven, Gemstars, Freedom League Dark, and Something in the Dark. We have recently entered a partnership with Norse Foundry. As a part of that partnership, we are pleased to offer a discount to our listeners of 10% off Norse Foundry's products by using the coupon code USPNorse with no space. In addition, even though we normally use Roll20 for all of our dice rolling, we will be making sure that each episode has a Norse Foundry roll of the episode using one of their awesome dice. And speaking of awesome things, I have an awesome group of players here. Say hello, heroes!
Hello, heroes!
We will have them introduce themselves now. Tell us who you are, who you're playing, and answer our question of the day, which is, what is your favorite idea for a gimmick for either a superhero or supervillain that you've never seen before, or that you would like to see implemented in a way you've never seen before? And we'll start with Alex.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alex, and I am the line developer for Mutants Masterminds at Green Ronin Publishing, as well as the executive producer here at the Untold Stories Project. I'm the game master for Freedom League Dark and the Multiverse of the Master Mage. Today, I will be playing the storied role of Dr. Henry Barrister and Eddie Bear, two teddy bears who really should just get along with each other, but they haven't figured that out yet. As for the answer to the question of the day, I would really like, I know this isn't my favorite gimmick, but I think for Henry and Eddie, I really want to fight another survivor of the Teddy Bear War. Just like almost like do you know how in the 80s they found those Japanese soldiers who thought World War II was still happening? I want to meet the Teddy Bear version of that.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brandon. I am today playing Damian Irons, the sullen teenage son of an octopus in a mech suit. And my answer of the day is the one I really want to see. Would have to be a supervillain, and you'll understand why. Because I want everyone who sees Cultural Appropriation Man to just wail the shit out of him.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Calvin. And in this podcast, I am playing Vincent Walker, a.k.a. the Super Speed Super Genius Speed Demon. You can find me here as well as a few other shows on the USP Network or over on the YouTubes on the Win With Dice channel, where we have weekly gaming streams and tabletop RPG podcasts. To answer the question of the day of what kind of gimmick I would like to see, I don't know if it would be like a superhero or a supervillain. But I did think of something, and then I realized I had seen it somewhere before. But I kind of like the idea of, like, an archery-based superhero, but they don't actually have a bow. They're just really good at throwing their arrows exactly where they need to be. And then I recalled that I did see that somewhere before, and it's in an alternate version of a hero from Sentinels of the Multiverse. But I think that's just a sign of how good an idea it is.
Oh my god.
Are we talking about Parse there?
Yeah, there's an alternate version of Parse that doesn't use a bow. And just, like, can throw arrows.
I'm Demi. I will be playing Alex, a.k.a. Wildcard, our favorite little illusionist demigod, who totally doesn't cause problems for anyone. To answer the question of the day, I think I have a lot of tropes that rely on luck, but I really want the superhero who just has... I guess this is also related to Sentinels in a way, but I want a hero who just has, like, really, really, really bad luck. but somehow is really good at just not getting caught in their own bad luck anyway. So it keeps messing with everyone around them. So, like, really bad things just start happening. There's like, yeah, I guess there is a chance that this could happen, but wow, that's some hell of an odds. But they're just used to their luck, so they just are, they're able to, like, sidestep it as it smacks the villain in the face.
So you want the jinxed modifier from GURPS.
Yeah, I want... I guess it kind of is a Sentinel's thing with setback.
With setback.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
It also different. I feel like it's a combination of setback and then, like, freaking the one Disney Miles Murphy.
Oh, Milo today. Murphy's Law, yeah.
Yep.
Today's stream brought to you by Sentinels of the Multiverse.
Disney.
No, don't say that. They'll come for us.
That's fair.
Hey guys, I'm Kat. Today I'm playing Cassie and Quinn, one of our favorite LaFondians. I don't have anything else to say about him. You can find me sprinkled across the USB network because Alex keeps asking me to be in games. And as for the question of the day, whatever, I came up with, and it's probably been done before, but I've never seen it. So you know that thing where people, like, can absorb other people's powers? So I want to see that done, but instead of just, like, absorbing that person's powers, I think it would be funny if... when they absorbed that person's power, the power that they had, like, got given to the other person. So it was like the powers were traded instead of just absorbed. And I think that could be really interesting and fun to play. So, yeah.
I feel like I've seen that done somewhere, but that's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
I think I got a new hero concept.
No.
Hi, I'm Wiki. And, much like everyone else, you can find me all around the network. On this here podcast, I play Jason Beaumont, the sidekick, protege, and son to Bowman. He is the leader of this trash fire, so that's fun. To answer the question of the episode, I would like a speedster who isn't actually a speedster. Let me explain. He or she seem to be a speedster because they have the power to manipulate time in small areas and the ability to manipulate the perception of others. So everyone thinks they're a speedster, but they're not. And they totally dress up like a speedster to go along, you know, because they don't want people to know what their real powers are.
But the powers can be kind of like Clock Kings.
That may possibly be a character concept I've been thinking about using for something, so.
You know what's funny is I've seen that done as a theoretical character in, like, 12 different superhero RPGs, but I don't think I've ever actually seen that character used.
Well, maybe at some point we will get to see it used.
Before we get into everything, I have two important notes. The first is that if you are watching our streaming shows, this episode still takes place before Gemstars episode 62 and Freedom League Dark episode 32. Additionally, thanks to our very generous Patreon subscribers, Cassian has a bonus hero point from subscriber Warden Maximus, Speed Demon has a bonus point coming from Eric from Norse Foundry, and Bolt has a bonus hero point coming from, I don't know who this guy is. His name Calvin B? Yeah.
That could be anyone.
Yeah.
As dad, giving out the wealth. It's part of my trust
fund. Good job, son.
The B is for Bowman.
So, when last we saw our heroes, they had finished fighting through the mirror maze of the funhouse, encountering a couple of robotic raptors along the way, including one which is now the pet of Upgrade. And they had found the entrance down to the next layer of the funhouse. So let's just go ahead and jump right into that, and I will put you guys on a map.
A map!
I was waiting for that. And if I've set dynamic lighting up properly, then Cassian, you should see some extra things on this map.
Yeah, that's cool.
Alright, yay, it worked.
Huh. No idea what they are. I know that it's alive.
Yep, you know there is a living, breathing entity
over there.
Okay.
I did like the sound of that.
So you guys come into a room that is a clearly a storage room for the funhouse. It has all sorts of bits and bobs that look like they probably, you know, were used to fix animatronics. There are also bits that probably go to other parts of the amusement park. This is probably the control center for the amusement park. There are two doors out of the room that you're in, not counting the trapdoor leading back up. What do you guys want to do?
I will mention that I'm sensing that there are lives out there. There are people. Living things.
Would you say there's life out there?
Life out there, yeah.
So much we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. We can't be alone.
All right, everybody chill for a minute. Upgrade. Do your thing.
I will do my thing.
All right. There is one security camera down on this level. I will give you access to that camera now. Actually, you already have access to it. I will just turn its vision back on.
Okay. I see someone in a hood cloak thing on the other side of this room, or on this other side of the door, straight in front of me. It is a big room. Yeah, that's all I see. There's a, I don't know, a table. Looks like, I don't know, maybe lab supplies.
You can also tell that that room is heavily filled with some sort of mist.
It's heavily filled with some kind of mist.
Cool. Bolt will activate his night vision and his gas mask respirator dealy.
Brandon, give me a straight up intelligence check.
Ooh. That's me.
Oh.
Ooh, natural 20 for a 20.
Wow. Well,
you recognize that hooded figure upgrade?
I do.
You do. You encountered him while Quirk was bouncing you through reality on LaFondi.
Oh, crap. That's like the death guy thing.
The death guy thing?
Damien definitely said it that way.
Yeah, he definitely said it that way.
You want to try that again?
Your cousin you just found out about, who's like mean and nasty. God.
Okay, wait.
No, he wasn't so tough. Let's just go in there and rip his arms off.
Calm down, Teddy Ruxpin. Are you telling me that there's a god on the other side of this door?
Not a god. I mean, he's my cousin. He's probably a demigod.
Sure.
There's only one god, and his name's Toy Boy.
Oh my god, Eddie.
Okay, Eddie. Like, okay, yeah, sure.
Does that count? Does that count as daddy issues?
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Sure.
Oh, it definitely does.
Forgot about the bingo. How could I do this?
So, what's the plan? Do we just rush these guys, or
it's just that guy.
That is all I see, but I can't see the whole room.
I can sense more people, but I don't know if there's walls or what.
You want me to go scout? I can go invisible and sneak around.
Can you though?
What do you mean, can I?
I will describe where Scary Goth Cousin is, so that basically this is where I'm pinging is where I'm describing, so that you can match it up with the life sense you've got.
Alright, there's... Cassian just starts, like, gesturing to where he's sensing people. He's like, alright, there's a person over there, person back there, there's also another person back there, but, like, farther? And then that guy that you see. There's only four. I only sense four. Doesn't mean there's no robots, though. Can't sense robots.
So it sounds like there's someone just out of view of the camera, which can't be a mistake. They know our power. So that person is purposely staying hidden from me.
Or it could mean that Cassian's senses are not as acute and discriminating as yours are.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, they already know we're here, right?
Probably.
You did set off the alarm.
I'm telling you, let's just go in there and brush these guys up. It'll be fine.
Cashew, you sense anything in through this door right in front of me?
Did he just call you Cashew?
I think so.
No. The closest one to us through this door is the one that Damien can see. Cashew?
You don't sense anyone in the room to the south, if that's what you're trying to ask, Wiki.
Yes.
No living things. Again?
Yes. All right, we got that.
Okay.
Jason is going to go check that. The door to the south, the one that no one seems to sense anything behind.
Put an illusion on Jason.
Okay.
Make him invisible.
Just going to move in and take a quick look around.
I can't put an illusion on you anymore. You went out of my sight.
It's mostly, I mean, it's a lot of crates and...
barrels?
No, but crates mostly stacked up pretty high. There's definitely... you're kicking up some dust when you open that door and go in here.
All right, so this room is... looks like it hasn't really been used in a while.
Yep, that would be the okay. sense you get.
All right.
Hey, Cassian?
Yes.
Ooh.
Give me a will save.
Oh, no, I really hate that this is a thing that is happening.
16.
That's not great.
Well, I have 3 hero points, so I'm going to use one of them.
Okay.
Because I don't want to die right in front of Jason.
You're not going to die.
22.
Jason might.
Okay.
Well, he also doesn't want to kill Jason right in front of...
yes.
Right in front of Jason?
Right in front of Jason.
You are fine for now.
Okay. Did I feel something?
Nope.
Okay.
Eddie, Cass.
Oh, I'm Cass now.
You're in front. You get the sense that... he's not acknowledging that he said Cashew.
Cashew is like his cute little nickname in his head.
And then he also didn't mean to say that. But he's not acknowledging that people heard it. He's just rolling past.
All right, Om, enjoy. You ready to go through the door?
Cassian will actually smirk a little bit at Eddie because he likes Eddie better than he likes Dr. Barrister. Do you want me to, like, pick you up so I can throw you or something?
Yeah, I think it's better if I open the door at a lower sight line.
That's fair. Go ahead.
So you open the door?
Yep.
You reach the handle?
I can jump 120 feet.
For no particular reason, why doesn't everyone go ahead and roll initiative for me?
For no reason?
For no particular reason, yeah.
That doesn't feel like...
I would like to walk into the room and say hello, Runts.
Okay.
Cool. I'm still apparently brooding over my cousin being here.
Wow, Calvin, look at you.
Right?
Hey, somebody remember that they're a speedster.
36, I can't believe it.
That's amazing.
It was back to back that you got a natural 20 and I got a natural 1.
You rolled a 20, Calvin, and I'm pretty sure Overdrive would beat that with a 3.
Yeah. I'm doing my best.
Let's just get a quick rundown of what everyone's initiative was.
Speed Demon has a 36.
Bolt has a 25.
Eddie has a 20.
Upgrade has a 12.
Cassian has an 11.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's
that's
low.
A 6, by the way.
Yeah. All
right. Wild card will be going to the beginning of next round.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
I was upset. I had 2 things happen. I had found out my cousin's here and then tried to put an illusion on Jason and he left my sight. I'm having some brooding time.
They are stressed.
Just annoyed.
Hmm. Well, you know.
It's a type of stressed.
All right, so the door's been opened. Eddie has said, hello, Runts. Speed Demon, you're next, but you can certainly hold if you want to wait for Eddie to do something.
I'm going to stay there, but I will use my standard action to activate my heat aura. So it will have some reaction damage if I do get touched by something.
Bolt?
I am going to hold until Cassian moves.
Okay. Let me know when you'd like to re-enter the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, you...
I'm not going to hold.
I didn't assume you would. You should be able to see Doomsayer.
Yep. I'm going to leap over here, look at him with a derisive look in my little button eyes, pick up this desk, and beat him with it until he stops moving.
It's a great plan.
Holy crap.
That means that he has moved through the door, jumped to the north, and picked up the most immediate object with which he can kill someone.
Yep.
That's
very Eddie behavior.
It's my programming.
So standard operating.
I will also tell you, now that you've made it outside of the door, you can see to the north that there is a jumble of like roller coaster tracks and cars that kind of form a barrier to the north. The only way that seems to be through the barrier is a slowly rotating tunnel.
No, not going in there. I don't like clowns.
All right, so yes, you're pick up the table, which I'll let you just do as a free action, and you're going to swing it at Doomsayer, huh?
Yep, I'm going to pulverize him with it if I can. I'll use 5 points of all-out attack.
Sure.
So add 5 to this. Hi-ya! 15.
That will hit.
DC 27.
Okay.
So knock out my cousin before I can even talk to him.
Look, I ripped off your aunt's wings the last time we saw her, so...
If he knocks out your cousin, then it's not your cousin.
That is a 27 on his toughness save.
Boo.
I don't care if you rip off my aunt's wings. I don't like my aunt.
All right, so what happens is, Eddie, you grab this table, swing it at him, and as it is swinging, it's like one of those time-lapse videos happens of something decaying and rotting away, as it literally just kind of melts away into nothing and doesn't seem to hurt him at all.
Mm.
By the by, are you immune to will effect?
I'm not immune to will effects. I'm immune to fortitude effects.
That's unfortunate. Will you be so kind as to give me a will save?
Yep. Sure. 24.
Okay, you're fine.
That's a neat trick.
He just kind of inclines his head and goes, isn't it though?
We'll find out if you're weak to your own body parts then.
Dang.
I'll crack my little bare knuckles.
I need a will save, speed demon.
Alright, not bad. 23.
Okay, you're fine. Go ahead, Damien.
I'm gonna fly in, and I want that tunnel to stop rotating. So that will be the lower of will or technology against DC 18.
The lower is his will. Or the creator's will. 22. Technology is actually fairly advanced.
That concerns me all the more.
Yep.
That is my turn.
You also sense something technological moving through the mist towards you.
Okay.
Which I'll go ahead and it's close enough that you can sense it.
Is that another velociraptor?
Sure is.
Well, I would like my velociraptor to have words with it, who I have decided to name Elric.
I like that.
It's a robot raptor fight!
It is a robot raptor fight.
Robot raptor rumble. There we go, 3 R's.
I mean, technically, even though he's a minion, he's still technically an NPC, so it's fine. I will have him bite.
Okay.
27, which is a critical, and minions can critical other minions.
Yay!
See, sometimes it's useful.
Such a good boy.
Which is actually fortunate, because without the critical, the minion would have saved. But he didn't. So this Roboraptor is pieces.
Can I use a free action to give Elric scritches?
Sure. I will allow scritches as a free action.
That's good amazing. Boy, good boy.
That makes it. So this Roboraptor, who I am affectionately going to call Roboraptor 5, is also going to move forward.
Here's a fun bit of Alex Thomas trivia. The first superhero I ever created was a superhero named Fighting Raptor 1.
Nice. Yeah, he's just going to move over towards the door and hold his action. Or hold his standard action.
Roboraptor incoming.
All right. Cassian, you're up.
I would like to re-enter initiative.
Okay. Bolt, you're up.
Bolt is going to sort of do a fancy parkour move off the wall next to Cassian, go up over Cassian's head, and as he comes down, just punch him in the face.
Okay.
To charge him up. And then enter the room.
Okay.
The least toxic relationship you've ever seen.
What a perfectly normal thing to do.
You should be able to see Doomsayer. You should be able to see the raptors and remote, and then that tunnel to the north.
Yep.
Now Cassian.
Cassian will step into the room smirking a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then he will point his arm at Doomsayer, and he is going to, let me remember how Cassian's powers work. He is going to blast him with a damage 12 beam. It'll actually be plus 4 to hit. A 14 to hit.
14 will hit.
Okay, and it's a, I think it's a DC 28?
Should be 27.
27.
12 plus 15.
Yes.
Because that is how math works.
That is a bruise on Doomsayer.
Well, I'm also going to move a little bit more to put myself in between Doomsayer and Jason.
So Cassian, as you blast Doomsayer, you notice something very similar to what happened with Eddie. In your case, it's almost like your blast is losing its charge as it gets away from you and gets closer to Doomsayer.
What the heck?
So, wait, is Cassian and Jason's couple name Jashu?
Oh, no.
Cassian.
Also, I need both Cassian and Bolt to give me a will save.
Cassian.
Make it Cassian. I had a teacher whose last name was Cassian. I cannot hear this ship and think of my 7th grade teacher.
27.
All right, you're fine.
22.
You are also fine.
Heck yeah.
Oh, and upgrade. I need it from you as well.
Ooh, dirty 20.
Okay. All right, you're all fine. Roboraptor 6 is going to move. He's going to charge forward and chomp at Eddie.
You're not even the right kind of toy.
I don't think a 14 hits Eddie.
It does with my all-out attack.
Oh, your toughness is impervious, right?
I think so. I think it's impervious 12. Yes.
Okay. So it bites you, but it is ineffective.
No. I'm not a tickle me.
It's only a rank 5 damage. And that takes us to Doomsayer, who doesn't really like to get directly involved in fights, but as long as you're going to be such a pain in his keister.
I'm trying really hard not to make fun of his name. On the other hand, it's a stupid name.
Cassian.
Yes.
I need... Don't worry, it's not nearly as bad as you think because of who you are.
Oh, okay.
It's worse.
It's worse.
Ceiling tiles from the floor above you, or the roof above you, fall out of place, and a spark ignites as a gas line breaks, and you are blasted with a DC 23 fire damage effect.
Okay.
So I need a toughness save.
Yeah. Alright. Toughness. Oof.
That is a fail by 7.
Yeah.
That would be a bruise in a daze.
Remember how you were like, oh, I got all these hero points? You might want to use one.
Yeah, I think so. I was debating. I will.
Alright.
28.
Alright. So, you are mostly unharmed. There is no visible effect of Doomsayer having done anything, but at this point, I think it is safe for you to assume that this was probably something he did.
Does anything... So obviously, like, the fire blast hits me, but does anything physically hit me?
Yeah, I mean...
Like,
well,
ceiling
not,
tiles?
Not really. No, the ceiling tiles just broke so that the pipe was exposed.
Okay, so nothing, like, physical, no kinetic energy hit me.
No. Sorry.
Darn it. All right. I guess I'll just suck it up.
And Doomsayer is going to kind of take a leisurely step back from the party, but he doesn't seem to be running or moving particularly hurriedly. Roboraptor is going to hold its action. Wild card. You're just going to walk right past that raptor?
Really not too worried. I have the illusion. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. I have my defenses up. No, I'm more focused on just looking at my cousin and sighing. Like, did it have to be my cousin?
Do you say this?
Yes.
His head kind of turns to you. What?
Hi. You don't... You know?
He probably doesn't.
Seems like it.
You know how many cousins this man has?
I do. So.
What don't I know?
A lot, apparently.
Apparently. Nice to meet you. I'm your cousin.
You can still die.
Oh my god.
I really do not plan on it.
On the other hand. Your family really is full of douches.
Did I say my aunt is heiress?
He definitely cocks his head at that moment.
Anyway.
Conversation for another time, people.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't kill you yet.
Well, you're not gonna get the chance. And I'm gonna make an illusion. I'm gonna make a minotaur.
Okay.
I'm gonna make it kind of look like it's been summoned. Like, we're putting theatrics into this illusion being made so that it looks like if he wants to try to guess what my powers are, it looks like I summoned something.
Okay.
I'm annoying.
Got it.
And I guess we're kind of using the trip mechanic here for this one because I want him to, I don't know, do something that'll end up hurting him. Or at least hindering him.
Okay, so you're trying to use a trick to trick him into doing something that is going to be harmful to him? The DC?
Let's figure that out. 38. A natural 20.
Okay. He definitely believes that you've summoned a minotaur and is going to react appropriately poorly.
Appropriately poorly. I don't like any of that.
I love it. It's not us.
That then takes me to a bunch of my raptors.
I want to offer a reminder, Aaron, that my invisibility to machines is currently up as you're rolling them.
Fair enough. Let me just finish putting this minotaur on the board.
Hey, my minotaur.
Where did you want to put the minotaur?
By him.
All right.
I would like it to be dressed as Johnny Rocket.
That's a little too much right now.
All right.
It's rocket time.
Roboraptor number one is going to run forward, ignoring Upgrade, but is going to bite out at Elric.
Monster.
That is a 22 to hit, which is enough to hit. Elric will make a toughness save.
Please. Ooh.
That is a natural one on his toughness save.
No! Can I give Elric up my... I don't have any hero points to give him.
Then no, you cannot. Alas, poor Elric.
It's like rawr all over
again. You know, there'll be plenty of other robo bits here for you to steal later.
I will. I can remake him. I have the technology.
You sure do.
Do you, though?
That one's going to do nothing. Roboraptor 4 is going to move in front of the tunnel and hold his action. 12 does nothing. 8 does nothing. 10 does nothing because they all have other jobs. And Speed Demon, you're up.
All right, Speed Demon's going to zoom on out of here.
Okay.
And I want to go through that tunnel, but this guy, as far as I can tell, has been a bit of a problem, so I'm going to zip up into the side of the room, this east side here, and I'm going to try to angle a blast of fire so I can hopefully do some damage on Doomsayer.
Go for it.
So I'm going to use the Friction Heat Wave, which is a rank 8 cone area.
Is there a way for you to shoot that without hitting Eddie? Yeah, I guess there is.
Or just hit Eddie.
I think so.
Yeah, you can hit Eddie.
Is Eddie going to switch back if I do that?
No, but you can hit the Raptor and Doomsayer without hitting Eddie.
Okay.
However, I do need you to give me a will save.
All right. Here is the... Ooh, that's the heat wave stuff.
It's an area effect, right?
Yeah. And here is my will save. Ooh, 25, not bad.
Okay, you are fine. Doomsayer will fail the dodge save.
Ooh, yeah, he will.
The Raptor will succeed at the dodge save. The Raptor will make the DC 20... Is it damage ranks... 6 or damage, yeah, or damage rank 8.
It should be 8. I think it's giving me, oh, or no, it's just showing 18, which,
because it's a, it's showing you the DC of the dodge save.
Right.
So the Raptor will fail the toughness save. So the Raptor goes boom.
You can still use some of those parts, right?
And Doomsayer will have to make a DC 23 toughness. Gets a 30.
Oh, speed demon, I can definitely make use of some of these parts. Good job.
So what happens is your cone goes out and it makes the raptor explode, and somehow the shrapnel manages to keep Doomsayer from taking any damage.
That does not match with my calculations. I'll try this again.
So as we get ready for Bolt's turn, we will find out what happens next episode. Heroes of Tomorrow uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Green Ronin Publishing, used under permission. Ownership of these trademarks and copyrights resides entirely with Green Ronin, and their use here is not a challenge to that ownership. Heroes of Tomorrow is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Green Ronin Publishing. For more information about Green Ronin and their products, visit greenronin.com. If you like what you're hearing, come check out our other shows on Twitch and YouTube under the Untold Stories Project. Feel free to drop us a review in iTunes. It really helps people find us. You can also join our Discord server at Untold Stories Project or send us an email at untoldstoriesandgames@gmail.com. Finally, you can support us at patreon.com/untoldstoriesproject. Thanks for listening. Any way you can rephrase that to not have you swear in it? Or am I just going to have to put in my little editing sound there?
To just beep.
I think you just need editing sound.